Hello. Oh my goodness, it's been a long day, but a productive day, and I'm so glad to be here having the time with my helpmeets, with the helpmeets. What are you sipping? I decree, I'm declaring I'm a helpmeet suitable, and I'm sipping water. You see how I do that? Did you see me do that? That's a help me tip in and of itself. Someone's gonna catch that. I'm sipping water. Look how I did that so quickly, because I'm a help me that's suitable and I know how to fix my face. If you have my book and workbook, you know the workbook can be a little, you think the book is tough. The workbook will put you through. The workbook might put you a little, but you take your medicine like a help me. You got this. Because over time, you will improve. Over time, you'll have self-reflection and you'll actually change your answers, change your responses, change your thinking, because you're growing as a helpmeet. So put the date and you'll be able to charter and really notice and celebrate your growth as a helpmeet. Same with your journal. Are you putting in your tips and then putting on the date? Because you're going to be growing. All right, so today's tip, what is it? Apologize, period. Okay, the title is time to sip. One question. How do you feel before and after apologizing? How do you feel, help me? Because you have to evaluate how you're feeling in order to improve. Oh, goodness. I might as well hold my glass today. How do you feel? So here's how it goes. Your feelings get hurt. You get a little frustrated. You see and hear something you don't like. You are aware of something that's going on. And God says, apologize. How do you feel? You feel like saying no? You feel like it's not right? You feel like, why do I don't know about you, but I was getting a little grand. Why do I need to apologize? With a little attitude. Like, wait, who are you talking to? God? I'm going to tell you, one way to get yourself a little spiritual spanking is to get a little, you know, grand with God. And how do you get grand with God? By you know, when you were younger and you turned about 14, come on, help me. You guys can think back. You turn about 14 and you get a little with your mom, and then you find out, not a good idea. Not a very good idea. If your mom was my mom, I said, when God would say, now I want you to go apologize. What? Sip. Then I had to realize, this is God I'm talking to. Get a grip, Yvette. I'm a help me, and I needed some help. And God was like, I said apologize. So, transparency, I was like, and why would I do that? Nah, I'm not doing it. Y'all better sip with me. Who's sipping with me? You're probably telling a story if you didn't, okay. Not a good idea, because my mom didn't play, and neither does God. Neither does God. So I was like, no, I don't know. I don't think so. And God was like, yes, you're a representation of me, and I forgive. You're my representative, and I let things go. I forgive as far as the east is from the west, never to bring it back again. Sip. So, needless to say, when I first started, I didn't feel very good because I was doing it and I was having an attitude. So I didn't even do it very well. The reason why the title is Apologize, period, is because when I first started apologizing, I would add a little something. Well, I'm sorry, but you really shouldn't have been doing that. I'm sorry, but you shouldn't have been where you were. You shouldn't have been talking to her. I apologize, but I had to check your phone because, you know, you don't do this and you don't do that. And yeah, I don't trust you. I apologize, but if you weren't so... So let's go back to the title, Help Meets. Apologize, period. That means I'm sorry. That's it. That is it. I apologize. I'm sorry. That's it. You don't add the other part to it. No buts. No if onlys. None of that. None of that. Because it's not actually an apology. It's a blame. Because what it does is it puts the responsibility on the other person. Exclamation point. You say, I'm sorry. And you know what happens when you get really mature? You say, I'm sorry. I should not have spoken to you that way. I'm sorry. I was disrespectful and I won't do that again. I'm sorry. I need to speak to you differently because you're the king of this home. I'm sorry. I was out of line. Woo! Sip a couple times. That's a multiple sip. When you can... Your spouse might be doing all kind of stuff. You stayed out and I haven't seen you in 3 months and you haven't paid any bills and you want me to apologize? But let me tell you how mature you get in the spirit. Let me tell you how you can start to feel. I am not exaggerating. You will feel yourself getting closer to God. You will feel yourself pleasing God. You will feel it, the Holy Spirit all over you when you do it. There's a closeness to God when you forgive like he forgives. There's a connection in the spirit when you let things go like he lets things go. And I don't mean I apologize today and I bring it up tomorrow. Uh-oh, wait a minute. Because the question is, how did you feel before you had to get it together? Then you apologize. Now, how do you feel afterwards? Do you feel like, well, maybe I'll bring it up tomorrow? But maybe you won't. Because you're going to grow up quickly. You're going to let this thing allow you to grow. Because you are what? A helpmeet that is suitable. The suitable. Suitable. I know how to apologize. Because I'm a helpmeet. And I let God handle everything after the period. I apologize, period. And I let God handle it because vengeance belongs to the Lord. He will repay. I think I read that somewhere in Romans 12. Vengeance belongs to the Lord. He will repay. You don't take it back. You don't add to it. You don't try to wait for a couple of days and then slide it in. You give it to God. You say, you know what, God? He was wrong, but I'm not going to add to it. So I apologize because I was rude. I apologize because I may have looked at you funny. I apologize because I didn't humble myself. I apologize because I didn't treat you like a king. And your word tells me to respect and to honor. I apologize because I did not submit. When I tell you that makes you suitable. When I tell you that makes you grown up in the word. You better sip on your water. Or better yet, get you some sparkling juice because it's a rough one now. If I wasn't fasting, I'd get this white grape and get a couple gulps. But right now, I'm going to get this water because even the water is beautiful when you have to grow up in the Lord. So ladies. It's Help Me Sips and Tips time. We got to be honest with one another. How do you feel before and after your apology? You just let it go. Whew. Let it go and let God deal with it. let it go, and he will handle the rest. Now, second tip, you know I usually give one, but second tip, God may not handle it. In fact, God probably won't handle it when you want him to handle it, and you're going to sip on that. I'm requiring a sip on that. God is not going to handle it when you want it handled. He will handle it when he wants it handled. Sip. This is a mandatory sip. We don't determine the time, because his ways are not our ways and his thoughts are not our thoughts. Lord, heck. Who's sipping with me? Woo! Who's sipping with me right now? All right. So you're apologizing, you let it go. If you're not even around, when you get to the next level and God gives you an open door, do not bring up old stuff. Apologize. Give it to God. Ooh, Lord Jesus. And then think back. When Gerald and I were separated, I used to think back. When could I have apologized and I didn't? When should I have apologized and I didn't? Because you know what? I got a chance to do it over again. And I passed the test. Think about it. Think about it. Take some time this week and really think about, when was an opportunity that you missed that you didn't apologize? That you added a little something, something after the apology? Think about it. Because you will get the opportunity. I promise you this. You'll get the opportunity again. You're going to pass the test, help me. Sip on that. The next time. I might have messed up last time. God forgive me. But the next time, I will be ready. That's a suitable help me. The next time, I'm going to be ready. If you missed it, if you added a little something, if you're a little vengeful, if you're a little bitter or angry, ask God to forgive you. Let's think about it. Study it. Next time, God, I'm going to get it right. Ooh, that's the declaration. Next time, I'm going to get it right. Next time, I will pass the test. Whichever one you want. Next time, I will pass. Ooh, I love it. I will pass the next test. There it is. There it is. You can put, sip on that. Every help me gets an opportunity to pass the next test. When you get the opportunity, be ready. It's not as simple as just wanting the opportunity. You got to be ready for the opportunity. Don't get it twisted. It sounds a little easier than it really is. It sounds a little easier than it really is, but you can do it. So next time, you will pass the test. Woo, get it right. Get it right. And then if you don't, a righteous man falls 7 times, but he gets back up. Get back up. Don't fall for the foolishness of the enemy. Get back up. I'm ready for the next time. I'm going to do it right. I'm going to apologize. Period. All right. I appreciate when you guys come and hang out with me. I appreciate when we spend some time together over my water. So, I'm Yvette Benton of Gerald and Yvette Ministries. This is our Help Me time, and I truly appreciate when you spend some time with me. On Tuesday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we will be praying for our kings. Whatever Holy Spirit leads us to pray, we're going to pray over those kings because they need prayer. They're our head. They're our leaders. They're our priest, prophet, and king, and we're going to pray for them. Let's spend some more time together. If you don't have your workbook and book, Help for the Help Meet, GeraldandYvette.com, get your book and workbook set and get busy becoming a help meet that is suitable. All right. I will see you all Tuesday morning, bright and early, as we put a help meet hedge in the spirit realm. See you soon.